Wednesday is movie day. It's time to talk with Bill Bregoli. How's it going, Bill?
It's going pretty well. Not a bad weekend.
Well, that's
good. Not a great weekend, but not a bad weekend, yes.
Well, we can sort of hope for the best, but we were talking off before we got on the air here, and that is, the good movies really aren't out right now. There's nothing, nothing really big happening for a while.
Yeah. Right, but there are okay movies.
Yeah, and that's good enough. It's, something to occupy our time.
That's right. And Civil War, which was in its second week, finished number one again. So very controversial kind of movie about America kind of breaking up and Texas and California somehow burying their differences and seceding from the Union and fighting the rest of us. That was number one for 2 weeks in a row now. It made $11.1 million its second weekend, which is down 56 from last week. But, it's made $44.8 million, which isn't bad. And most of the overseas sales are already done. So the thing is close to actually making its money back. And number two was Abigail. Now, that was opening its first week. That's the movie where these bad guys kidnap a little girl, not really realizing she's a vampire.
How do you not know she's a vampire?
Well, but, little girls don't like garlic anyway, so it probably wasn't.
Okay. Is that how it goes? Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, $10.2 million domestic. It's okay. It only cost $28 million to make, and there aren't any horror movies opening for a little while. So horror fans have no choice but to see this. So it will probably make its money back. In third place was Godzilla King Kong, $9.4 million over the weekend. It's now made $171 million here in the States and $485 million worldwide. So that's doing pretty good.
All right.
Not bad. Number four was also a movie in its first week called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. That's with Henry Cavill when it was a Guy Ritchie movie. That opened with $9 million, which isn't great, but you know what? It was only expected to make between $6 and $7 million. Mm-hmm. So $9 million is pretty good, actually. And it has a lot of what they call foreign pre-sales, which meant they went to different distributors across the world and sold the film to them. So it's pretty much made its money back anyway. It cost $60 million to make. So even though it's not great here, it's going to do okay.
Making money is good.
Yeah. Making money is good. And speaking of making money, in fifth place was a movie called Spy Family Code. It's from Sony and Crunchyroll, and they specialize in anime movies. And it was in fifth with just under $5 million. And what's interesting about those movies is pretty much all the kids who want to see them the first week.
Oh, so they fizzle and burn then.
We won't be talking about this next weekend, right? So as for new movies, we've got one called Challengers. It's a tennis movie. It's been a while since we've had a tennis movie.
You're right.
Yeah, it stars Zendaya. She's the young lady in Dune, and she was in a couple of Spider-Man movies. She's very thin and fashionable, so you see her everywhere. And she plays a former tennis prodigy turned coach named Tashi. And she makes no apologies for what she does on or off the court. She's married to this champion who's on a losing streak. And he's played by Mike Faist, who was in West Side Story. And her idea is to spark his redemption and get him back on the court again. And he has to face this washed-up guy named Patrick, who's played by Josh O'Connor. He's in The Crown. And really good actor. And he happens to be his former best friend and her former boyfriend. So we've got like a romance triangle going on here.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Two guys vying for the affection of one girl. Yeah. And romance, tennis film, girls will go. Prepare for her role. Zendaya actually spent 3 months with a pro tennis player turned coach, a guy named Brad Gilbert. So.
Oh, that's good. She got something going. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And also in theaters is something called Unsung Hero. It's a faith-based movie, and it's written and directed, and it stars a guy named Joel Smallbone. He's playing his dad, David, actually. And David and his pregnant wife, Helen, moved to the United States from Australia to rebuild their lives. And she inspires her husband and their kids to hold on to their faith and keep singing. and they become this huge faith-based music group.
Oh, so, a big family music touring group. Okay.
Big family singing, yeah, a group called For King and Country, and they're they're pretty famous in that world. So that will get a certain audience.
Yeah.
Here's our weird title of the week. It's called Boy Kills World. With Bill Skarsgård. Now, he was Pennywise in the Stephen King movie It. He's sort of gotten typecast in Hollywood, but sometimes you don't mind that because you have steady money. He always does horror movies, pretty much. Famke Janssen's in this. She's kind of a gorgeous actress from, I think, Denmark. I'm not entirely sure. I remember she would come to roundtable interviews with her very flatulent little dog.
Oh,
very nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, everybody always joked about Famke's farting dog. But anyway, yeah, this is a horror movie. It's about a kid. He's sort of deaf, dumb, and blind. Orphaned, deaf, and voiceless. That's what the press notes say. And he's driven by his inner voice. He wants revenge on the woman, played by Famke, who made him this way.
And, made him this way. Oh, gosh.
That's right. So we've got that. We've also got a movie called Cinderella's Revenge. And this, Cinderella's pushed too hard, too far by her evil stepsisters and stepmother, causes her to switch out her glass shoes and use fairy godmother's talents to seek bloody vengeance. I don't know much else about that movie, but sounds strange. And another movie coming in theaters is called Breathe. This actually has people we've heard of, Jennifer Hudson and Mila Jovovich and Sam Worthington and Common. And it takes place in the future when Earth has no air left.
No air?
No oxygen. No air, but underground it does somehow. So Jennifer Hudson's character Maya and her daughter live underground. They go to the surface only when they can, made possible by this state-of-the-art oxygen suit made by Maya's husband, who seems to have disappeared, and she presumes he's dead. But then this mysterious couple shows up and says, oh, we know what happened to him and where he is. She says, oh, cool, come into my bunker. But turns out these people aren't who they say they are. So, yes, post-apocalyptic craziness. And then we have a Japanese movie on Netflix called City Hunter. And that's about a guy named Royal Sibai, and he's a sweeper. He navigates the shadowy depths of modern-day Tokyo, and he gets a message, please find my sister. So he and his partner go off to find his sister. They find this famous cosplayer. This is definitely Japanese, so people are famous for being a cosplayer and dressing up as somebody else.
Ah, okay.
So we've got that, and then we've got a movie on Hulu called Boy in the Walls, which is kind of about that. Woman moves into a house out in the sticks, moves Manhattan, and of course out there in Connecticut she hears strange noises in her walls. Now you and I know it's probably rats, but
it could be anything.
Or
yes.
Connecticut, it's mice. Okay. And so that's pretty much what we've got this week. Not bad. It'll do.
Well, good. Yeah. And we'll look forward to even more stuff next week.
Okay,
that'll be
thanks.